is WRJX 359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, acting as hub for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation takes priority, so please break in and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Break. Keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Right? Tonight I will be calling each Patriot lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and communities. Right? Tonight's inspiration is called Encouragement is Contagious. A woman's attitude is contagious. If she is optimistic and upbeat, her family will tend to feel similar emotions. But if a mother or sister or daughter falls prey to pessimism and doubt, the family suffers right along with her. Wise women like you understand the power of encouragement. Marie T. Freeman said, "Encouragement starts at home, but it should never end there." And Nicole Johnson observed, encouragement is to a friendship what confetti is to a party. So if you'd like to make your corner of the world a happier, healthier place, spread encouragement wherever you go. You'd be amazed at how fast it can spread. If someone listens or stretches out a hand or whispers a word of encouragement or attempts to understand a lonely person, extraordinary things begin to happen. Loretta Gerzontes. Right? We've added more Patriot ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Right? This evening's topic is why plan for an emergency. This is page 2 on our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook that we got from the Jackson and Josephine County Emergency Preparedness or Emergency Management. Did you know Oregon is considered an all-hazard state? While Southern Oregon is a beautiful place to live, we are all vulnerable to disasters. Many of these disasters have already occurred here and undoubtedly will again. During some of these events, you may be able to stay in your home, but you could be without power, water, or other services. It's important to plan for disasters at home as well as those that may occur while you are away from home. The top hazards in the Rogue Valley have been identified as fire, earthquake, hazardous material spills, infectious disease, heat, winter storms, utility failure, and flood. During a large-scale event, emergency services may not be available. Be sure to have plans, skills, and supplies for all types of events. Rogue Valley residents are fortunate that local emergency managers have developed an effective and cooperative emergency response system. Throughout the Josephine and Jackson counties, agencies work together to prepare for any emergencies that come our way. While agencies may be in state of readiness for disasters, there is no substitute for individual preparedness. Our Oregon State Standard for Preparedness is 2 weeks ready, but Josephine and Jackson County Emergency Management recommend that you plan for longer-term events. You are not asked to deal with emergencies alone, but your individual preparedness efforts will allow emergency services agencies to assist those in life-threatening situations. This preparation guide will help you be the help until help arrives. Your plan will work best when everyone included agrees to operate within its guidelines. This handbook is provided as a guide, and if followed, you'll have plans, skills, and supplies to help you through any kind of disaster. Once you are prepared, it will be time to plan with your neighbors. In times of disaster, they will probably be the first ones available to come in to your aid, or they may be in need of your help. Find out before disaster strikes what skills and resources you and your neighbors have and how you can work together. Good luck. Be sure your plans, skills, and equipment are all appropriate for all types of conditions. Can you start a fire in the rain or in freezing temperatures? Can you evacuate your home in total darkness? Review your plan every 6 months. Your plan is only as good as your drills. Do drills often. Drills help work out details that you may not otherwise consider. Is your child strong enough to open their window? Does the emergency ladder reach the ground? Will your pet behave differently within the heightened activity? Do your emergency kits fit in your vehicle with your family and pets? You are responsible for your family's safety. Start now. Start today. Those are some good tips. So, if you have any tips or suggestions or any ideas or something that you'd like to discuss out of the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, please bring that up so we can discuss that. In the interim, Sylvia has a question. So, WRJS656, Sylvia, are you available?
WRJS656, Sylvia. Yes, I'm available, and I'm listening and reading you loud and clear.
Copy that. I'm reading you loud and clear. So you had a question about any ladies who were used to saving green tomatoes. You've never had it work for you, and you're doing it now. So would you like to expand on that this evening, Sylvia?
I have saved green tomatoes before. They usually end up molding. They don't do well. And I just thought it would be nice to hear from ladies who have saved green tomatoes and it's worked for them. And, I mean, one thought that I have heard in the past is to wrap them in newspaper, which I've never tried. I'm wondering, do the ladies clean them first before they dry them and wrap them in newspaper, or do you keep them in a really cold place? That kind of stuff would be really good to know. So thank you. Great. And as far as the page in the emergency preparedness book, I would really hate to get stuck trying to start a fire without anything from my house. Yeah, there's some places you just want to be if there's a disaster. So it's always good to have those matches and strikers and a little bit of knowledge to know how to start the fires. So thank you, Karen.
Copy that. Well, thank you. That's one reason why we've been discussing this book, because we think we might be prepared in case of emergencies, but I think it's refreshing us to kind of take a look at different things that we may not have thought about and maybe something that we need to work on. Well, thank you for that, Sylvia, and hopefully some ladies have some ideas about your green tomatoes. I don't know about you, but I like fried green tomatoes. There was a movie called that a long time ago. I guess I'm dating myself, huh? Anyway, fried green tomatoes are really good, so that's an idea you might think about if you have a hard time saving them, right? Uh, I'll go back to the beginning. We've had more Patriot ladies to our roster, so I'll begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Break. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRMW211 Hope. Hope, Deborah, Sarah, and Betty are unavailable this evening, as well as WRMY378 Robin. She was unavailable this evening as well. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKP7101, the radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRKP7101, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy?